You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. As we close this week's series on crucifying the flesh, Jeff Fish brings us to the ultimate truth. Victory over the flesh is possible only through Jesus Christ. Today's episode focuses on how Christ's victory enables us to live in freedom and empowers us to walk in the Spirit every day. Our key verse for today is Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you are living in accord with the flesh, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver and the final episode in this week's series on crucifying the flesh. Over the last 4 days, we've explored what it means to crucify the flesh, the importance of dying to self, the struggle between the flesh and the spirit, and how to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, we conclude with the ultimate truth that ties it all together. Victory over the flesh is possible only through Jesus. Our key verse today is Romans chapter 8, verse 13, and it tells us that if we live according to the flesh, it leads to death. But if we live by the Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body, and we will live. This verse highlights the stark contrast between life in the flesh and life in the spirit. Today, we will focus on how to embrace the victory that Christ has already secured for us and walk in the new life that he offers. Let's begin with this truth. Jesus has already won the victory over sin and death. Through his death on the cross and his resurrection, he broke the power of sin and made a way for us to live in freedom. In Romans chapter 6, verse 6, it says, "Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin." This means that the chains of sin have been broken, and we are no longer bound by the desires of the flesh. Victory over the flesh doesn't come from trying harder or relying on our own strength. It comes from abiding in Christ and walking in the power of Holy Spirit. This is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." With that being said, while Christ has already won the victory, we still have a role to play. Victory over the flesh requires daily surrender and intentionality. In Romans chapter 8, verse 12, Paul writes, "So then, brothers and sisters, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh." This obligation isn't to earn salvation. It's a response to the grace we've received through Christ. Walking in victory means consistently choosing to live by the Spirit rather than indulging the flesh. It's a daily battle, but we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to overcome that battle. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 reminds us, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." The strength to live victoriously doesn't come from within us. It comes from Jesus. Consider the battles you're currently facing. What steps can you take to live as an overcomer, trusting in Christ's strength to guide you? This ties into what we discussed yesterday and how the victory over the flesh is only possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit enables us to resist temptation and walk in freedom. Paul emphasizes this in Romans chapter 8, verse 13, where he says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live." The Spirit is our helper, guiding us, convicting us and giving us the power to live in obedience to God. When we feel weak in the face of temptation, the Spirit strengthens us. When we don't know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us. The Spirit's role in our victory is indispensable. How is your relationship with Holy Spirit? Are you actively seeking His guidance and relying on His power? How can you invite Him to take a greater role in your life today? What I want to focus on next is the eternal life and the ultimate victory. The victory we experience over the flesh isn't just about the here and now. It is about eternity. Romans chapter 8, verse 13 promises that if we put to death the deeds of the body by the Spirit, that we will live. This isn't merely physical life. It's eternal life. The abundant life Jesus spoke of in John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, "I came so that they would have life and have it abundantly." Eternal life begins the moment we put our faith in Christ, but it reaches its fullness when we are with Him forever. This eternal perspective helps us endure the challenges of crucifying the flesh, knowing that the reward is far greater than the cost. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, "For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison." Think about how the promises of eternal life influence your daily choices. How does this perspective help you stay focused on the victory Christ has secured for your life? Let's dive into some practical steps to walk in that victory. Number one, renew your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Victory begins with aligning your thoughts with God's truth. Spend time in Scripture daily to renew your mind. Number two, confess and repent. When you fall into sin, don't stay there. Confess it to God. Remember, He already knows. He wants you to repent and receive His forgiveness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 promises, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous so that He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Number three is surround yourself with community. Walking in victory isn't something we do alone. Surround yourself with other believers who can encourage, pray for, and hold you accountable. And number four is stand firm in the faith. When the enemy tries to discourage you, stand firm in the truth of God's word. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 reminds us, "Take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." Which of these steps can you focus on this week? How can you actively pursue victory through Christ in your daily life? We see that victory over the flesh is not something we achieve on our own. It's a gift of grace made possible through the finished work of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. While the battle is ongoing, we can walk in confidence, knowing that Christ has already won the ultimate victory. And as we conclude this week's series on crucifying the flesh, I encourage you to reflect on the truths we've explored and how you can apply them to your everyday life. Where do you need to trust God more? How can you rely on the Spirit to lead you into greater freedom? Thank you for joining me this week as we've walked through this powerful topic. Make sure to join me next week as we continue to dive into the Word and grow together in faith. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, you can visit the link tree in the show notes. There, you'll find access to all Jeff Fish's social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in next week for a brand new topic as we continue diving into God's Word together.